No. The main thing about thinking like a bug, obviously they haven't got the world's biggest brain, so they don't think about it too much. But they live in a totally different world to us. What to us might seem like one thing, to them is many things. Just have a look around you. What do we have?
Trees.
Trees. What else do we have?
Stinging nettles.
Well, don't we have stinging nettles underneath us?
Ground.
Mud. We have mud with rocks. To the side of us we have mud with something else.
Sticks.
We have sticks. We have grass.
Rocks.
We have, right, trees. Can you name me a bit of a tree?
Oak tree.
Yeah, but a bit of an oak tree.
A leaf.
A leaf. Another bit?
A branch.
A branch. A bark.
A stem.
Stem. Any other bits?
The roots.
Yep. Okay, now, let's think about the bark. We've got small trees with smooth bark. We've got big trees with big knobbly bits of bark with gaps in. We've got trees with bark that's coming off so there's underneath the bark. All these different places are homes for lots of different tree patrollies. So for you and me, it might just be a tree. But for bugs, it is just the most amazing place with lots of different homes. Some might like it wet, so they'll live in the wet places. Some might like it drier, they'll live in dry places. We think of caterpillars eating leaves, don't we? Well, the problem is that there's some caterpillars that are so small that they dry out. And they don't want to do that in the summer. So they can't sit on top of the leaf. Even underneath the leaf is a little bit too dry. So where can they be? No, they need to be eating the leaves. Where will they be? They're not going to be there, they're going to be up. In on top of an oak tree. No, they've got no wings. They can't eat the top of the leaf and they can't eat the bottom of the leaf because they will get too dry. Where could they be which would be nice and wet?
Inside the bark.
Inside the bark? Nearly, yeah?
Up at the top of the tree inside the bark.
Not inside the bark.
In a leaf.
In a leaf. They're called leaf miners and they actually live between the layers of the leaf and that's how they stop themselves getting too dry. So there's just so many different places for the bugs to live. Even a stinging nettle, the top of a stinging nettle, compared to the bottom of a stinging nettle, is totally different. The top is going to be a lot drier, and normally it's also a lot colder. If you go somewhere with long grass, and you put your hand all the way to the bottom of the grass, you'll find that it's a lot warmer there. And there'll be some bugs that like to live at the top of the grass, some who need it warmer who live at the bottom. So in other words, if you're small, then the world is just so full of different places to live, and that's why we've ended up with millions of different sorts of bugs, because they've all got different places they could be. So, now the other lot have gone on, let's go to the top by the castle and go hunting for things.